With Robinhood Gold, you don't need a silver spoon to eat up the financial favors of the 1%. Robinhood Gold allows the resourceful individual to earn the very liberal rate of 4.5% APY on uninvested cash, receive unlimited 1% deposit bonuses, and be rewarded with a handsome 3% retirement boost on an IRA account. Get the privileges of the high net worth for any net worth for just $5 a month. Sign up at Robinhood.com/gold. Terms apply. For product-specific disclosures, visit Robinhood.com/gold. Investing involves risk. Rate may change. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold LLC.
Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Portland State travels to Sacramento State on Saturday, 6 o'clock kickoff. Vikings will be quarterbacked by Dante Sachere, dual threat guy, counted for 6 touchdowns in a game earlier this season. He's joining us now on the hotline. Dante, what's it like to score or account or be responsible for 6 touchdowns in a single football game?
It's definitely a crazy experience. After the game, I didn't really realize I was all of them until Mike Lund told me. And then it hit me. I was like, oh, wow, that's a lot of touchdowns.
It's pretty good. That was That was fun, you know. You're not aware of it as it's happening, though.
Yeah, no, not necessarily sometimes, but that game, I was so locked in, I didn't really know anything.
We have talked before off air about your family. You know, you grow up in Central California. You know, you got a brother who plays in the NFL as a defensive back. And, you know, this is a sports family. What was it like growing up in that household?
Being the youngest out of 5, you know, definitely had my battles. Taught me, you know, just the ins and outs of everything. But growing up wise, you know, it was real competitive with everything, you know, outside of sports, just in the house, you know, who could get to the dinner table the fastest, stuff like that. And I feel like that just carried over to the sports side as well.
You know, you got a great, I think, example with your brother Andre, you know, in the NFL with a number of different teams. He was with the Texans and the Lions and the Cardinals and the Panthers and the Colts and the Eagles and the Jaguars. And, you know, you watched him do it and, you know, uh-huh. It had to be like you're watching your brother chase his dream. But there's a reality of the business of the NFL there. What did you learn in watching Andre kind of go through his career?
Like you said, it's a business. You know, he had a couple times where he had a good camp, a good preseason. They're like, all right, you'll be on the team. And then the next day he's released. And it's just like, dang, there's that aspect of it because you think it's all fun and games, just playing football. But, no, there's a business side. And then learning just to keep on going, nothing really stops. So just keep on moving.
Obviously, your parents proud of you. I saw him at one of the recent home games and, you know, you are a guy that probably could have gone, maybe even left Portland State and gone somewhere else. And why did you stay? Why did you choose to stick around at Portland State?
Just, you know, Coach Barnum, really, he gave me that shot out of high school that not many other teams did. So having that loyalty with him and then coming back for my senior year, kind of the keys to the ship, you know, kind of everyone's following me and then I'm that leader, so I didn't want to leave that role at all.
You have the best vertical jump of any quarterback in the country. I don't know if you know that. That you're what's your vertical right now? If you're jumping, what's your vertical?
It's 40 plus for sure.
I mean, and so in a combine situation, people are going to go like, "Whoa, this guy's this incredible athlete." And you're a basketball player at Clovis West High School that has, for people who don't know, rich history with basketball in the Fresno area at Clovis West. But, you know, why not defensive back? Why did you want to play quarterback in college?
I've been playing it since I picked up a football. You know, I mean, I've always played both sides, but quarterback was the first, scored my first touchdown at quarterback, and then, you know, my dad used to have me watching old Randall Cunningham highlights, and right. I used to just love the way he ran and jumped and threw, and I just wanted to be just like that.
Mom and dad, you know, I know that education is big in your family. Give us an idea. Your mom's background, I believe, is in special education. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. What did you see in your parents and how they stressed education growing up?
Yeah, it was a big priority over everything. You know, those report cards had to be A's, even a B plus. Even a B plus, I was getting scolded at by them. So that was always a big priority, getting those grades right, and then just because that's gonna be there after football. So having that checked off, you know, is always is the main thing.
You're watching film this week. You're seeing Sacramento State. What do they look like on film to you?
Tough team, even though they just lost a tough one to Idaho State in overtime. They fly around. They're really active. They got a lot of athletic guys in the secondary. I feel like, you know, we just do what we do. We can take advantage of some holes in there.
The you know, this season's been hard for you guys, I think, because you played a brutal schedule. I think, you know, I got to look at this harder at the end of the year, but I don't think there's any team in the country that faces many ranked teams on your level as you guys did. But now down the stretch here, you have some opportunities. Do you feel like you know, Sacramento State and Idaho and Montana and Northern Colorado to finish the year? They're good teams in there. But there's an opportunity here for you guys to kind of look at this as like, hey, in the next month, how much noise can Portland State make?
Yeah, definitely. You know, like you said, it was a brutal schedule to start. But I feel like that kind of geared us up for this last back half. You know, got a couple more ranked teams to play, but it's like we've played the top of the top, and we've been there with teams, UC Davis, tough loss. But it's like we know that we can hang with those guys. So at this time, I think it's just a matter of one week at a time, one opponent at a time. Don't overlook everything because we know what we're capable of.
Dante Sachere, Portland State quarterback, is with us. You mentioned UC Davis. I was there. You won that game. I still don't believe that they scored at the end of that game. And I think, you know, the explanation I got is that they just didn't have a camera angle. And the official calls the touchdown thinking, well, the camera, they'll get an angle. They'll overturn it if I get it wrong.
Yeah.
But there's no angle there. That's what was that locker room like after and maybe the next 48 hours after? Because you guys came back after that game and, you know, you win the next week. You guys obviously put it behind you. But what was that like?
It was definitely a tough one. You know, like you said, should have won that game coming down to the wire like that. But I think the biggest thing to take away from that or in the locker room was we knew how we played and how good we played. So there wasn't too many heads hanging low. Everyone was kind of like, all right, we can do this. And like you said, we bounced back the next week.
Do you have a favorite class that you're taking right now?
No, I mean, I've taken about almost every class you can take at Portland State. I've been here
right.
for so long.
Yeah.
At this point, I'm just trying to finish.
Are they going to have you teach a class? Are they going to be like, Dante, you've been here too long. Could you just teach a class for us? You know?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
What do you want to do next? What comes next for you? You know, a month from now, football will end, and then will it be, hey, will you go to the combine? Will you try to get into a camp? What's kind of the plan, or have you thought that far ahead?
A little bit, you know, still trying to be in the moment, but, you know, the plan is, you know, go home, work out, hopefully get invited to one of these senior bowls, get a shot over there, and then keep working for the pro day and then see what happens after that.
Well, you know, obviously you have volunteered at Camp Exceptional, and you've helped a lot of kids in the community, and I see a lot of those kids who go out to Portland State games, so you're an inspiration to a lot of kids, and I know that your parents are awful proud of you, and, you know, the three brothers are proud of you as well. Four brothers, I think. Yeah, four. It's Mitchell, Derek, Marcus, and Andre. Four brothers are proud of you. So, look, I think, you know, now it's about go have some fun. You know, six touchdowns a game, there's four games, that's 24 touchdowns I think you could get in the next month. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, make it seven.
There you go. I like it. Yeah. I appreciate you joining us. Have a great game this week, and I'll catch up with you down the road, Dante. Thank you, man.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. There goes Dante Sachere. And what an interesting family, because when you talk about the sports background, and I didn't know that his mom was a special ed teacher, except I noticed that Dante kept coming back at Camp Exceptional, the summer camp that the BFT Foundation runs for special needs and typical kids. Dante kept coming back, and he wasn't just one of these guys that went through the motions and kind of, you know, went, oh, I'm going to show up at the camp. It's going to be a photo op. What? No, he jumped into the drills. He's working closely, got down, met these kids where their level was, their eye-to-eye level. And I don't think the first day he was there or the first year he volunteered at the camp, because he's been there multiple years, I don't think the kids recognized that this was the starting quarterback at Portland State who was giving his time in the middle of the summer after he'd had his weight workout in the morning, showing up and working with kids. And then when I found out his mom was a special ed teacher, I went, oh, he knows. He understands the importance of this. He gets it. Really interesting college quarterback who I think has a decision. There's going to be a fork in the road here for Dante after his eligibility is up at Portland State, because on one hand, he's a sensational athlete who had a brother who played defensive back in the NFL. If I'm an NFL team, I'm looking at Dante and I'm going, you know what? Guy's got the biggest vertical. He has the best vertical of any quarterback in the draft. Is he a guy that could be brought in and you get a look at him? And is he a guy who plays a different position? I don't know. Secondarily, if he's not, there are some other leagues, including the CFL, where his game, Stephen, his game is made for that, because he can run and he's an athlete and he can throw. So I just kind of wonder if there's a professional career at some level, and or if you're an NFL team, do you take him and try to turn him into a DB or a wide receiver? Because I don't know that he's a pocket passer in the NFL.
Yeah, I think it's kind of going to be Dante's choice, right? Like, does he want to try to switch positions and be an athlete and go to the NFL? Because he obviously has the athletic ability to play in that league, but you're right. He may not be the quarterback, where you see guys in the CFL. I think of Vernon Adams as a guy that played at Oregon, that, you know, really good athlete. He had a really good CFL career. And you look at Dante Sachere, like, he has that type of athleticism, and that game is a little bit different than the NFL. So I think it's just kind of what he wants. And, you know, it's one of those things where it's always the age-old question of, would you rather win championships or be like a star player? Like, do you want to be a role player on a championship team, or do you want to be a star player maybe in a lesser league or something like that? I always liked be a star player. Like, I played at a small college. I could have played at a bigger college. Not a huge college by any means, but I could have played somewhere bigger and been, you know, an end-of-the-bench guy, or maybe not even get in the game. But I went to Concordia, and I, you know, was the best player on that team. And I thought that was more fun because I want to get on the court. It's just kind of your personality of what you are.
Yeah, and I think, look, I just, let's see what the next month holds for Dante in Portland State. But this is a team that should have beat UC Davis, got to win the next week, has faced ranked team after ranked team. This game at Sacramento State is a winnable game for Portland State. Keep an eye on that score. Coming up, some parting thoughts on today's show. And by the way, every day I end the show with like four or five things that are on the cutting room floor. I'm going to get to those four or five things in the next segment. Stick around.
Prescriptions, copays, lab tests. Even with insurance, healthcare can cost thousands every year. But not for me, because I'm enrolled in VA healthcare. My service was then. My benefits are now. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.